This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are elephants.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Nature's monsters.
Elegant elephants eating eggs. Yeah, exactly. These are these are things that were sketched as gigantic demons because of their horns, and then we found out that they're big gentle giants.
That their horns are super great.
Yep.
And that they're really good for pianos.
They sound great.
Buckles and goblets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tickle them, then they make beautiful music as you like saw them off.
There's so much real life tragedy in this.
It's true. Elephants are sad creatures.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't go all out and give them alignment good, because they do mourn their dead.
Right.
Like in real life, like it's, you know,
yeah, there's a value for life that you just don't see in other supposedly mindless creatures.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Like these guys literally, you know, they care about when people die.
Right.
More than we care about when elephants die. Or they care about when elephants die more than we care about.
Right. Die. Yeah. but yeah, so this is just one of the mundane entries, except we get an appearance from, guess what? It's the caveman kid.
Yeah, prehistoric Pete is back.
Yep.
So we get separate entrance and entries for Mammoth, Mastodon, and Oliphant.
Yep. Well, the Oliphants, those are just modern mastodons.
Yeah.
The only difference is it's exactly the same. It's all the same hit dice and stuff, except they're not afraid of fire. Okay, bravo.
Good for you guys. It's the one thing I won't use against you.
You did it.
Hear tell in the village of an elephant that was not afraid of fire. I have mixed feelings about elephants when I go to like a zoo or just kind of in general.
Oh yeah, yeah. They should not be there. I mean, they should probably be in a place where they're protected from people who want to turn them into instruments, but not, you know.
For sure. I mean, I feel that about like all kind of zoo stuff for the most part. Like that's always a thing. But even just kind of on a really elemental, like,
in a really elephantal,
in an elephantal factor, it's like I get that they're cute. I kind of think they're cute. They're also so like, if you like big, hanging like flaps of skin,
mm-hmm.
that's elephants. Like they're so much just like gray, wrinkly like scrotum material. Like they're very scrotal, and I'm not saying it just to be like goofy. It's like literally true. That's the only thing they look like to me.
Right. However, I see that, and I want to like approach one. You know, real calmly with my hands out, so it doesn't think that I, you know, so it doesn't stomp me or something.
Cup the elephant.
Cup. Yeah. Yep. I want to, you know, just go like cup this thing like Michael Phelps so it can swim faster. Yeah. No. I just want to like to walk up like grab a little bit of that shoulder meat and give him like a scratch rub on that, because you're gonna get there's gonna be a lot of skin, you know, play in that skin, and I think it'd be real fun. Just gonna like just give him a rub.
Yeah. I mean, you're a touched an elephant. Or like a petting zoo situation or anything like that.
So this is my elephant story. When I was in kindergarten, for some reason my family was involved in working like concession kind of stuff, like helping run like concession carts at the circus, and they were there at the fairgrounds, and the circus was in town, and they were there setting it up, and like, hey Cole, do you want to skip school today and go help us set up at the circus? There'll be elephant rides. And I thought, no, I don't want to skip school. This is where all my friends are. And so I had the chance to, as a small child, ride on the back of an elephant and skip school, and I didn't take it, proving once and for all that children are just idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be really great to do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I would go do that now. I think as a kid, I wouldn't even necessarily appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, I would ride an elephant and be like, this is boring. You know, where's my
go
game
faster.
Boy? Yeah. Like, why are you so slow, you weird pile of muscle and scrote?
You scrote goblin.
They have really, really gross bathroom. Like, when an elephant uses the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I really hate it. Like, that, like, torrential, you know. It's like all the pee I do in a month all at once. It really grosses me out.
It's like when you pull a boat out of the water, you pull the plug out the back.
Exactly.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.